Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Today I want to continue on to share with you from the Gospel of Matthew.
今天我继续要就马太福音与大家分享信息。
So let's turn our Bible to Gospel of Matthew chapter 6.
请弟兄姊妹打开圣经马太福音第六章。
Verses 19 to 24.
第19到第24节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 24.
马太福第六章19到24节。
Those who have English Bible, you can read it together with me.
如果你有英文圣经, 请你与我一起同读。
And afterwards, our sister will lead you in reading the Chinese version.
之后我们与姊妹一同, 读中文。
Okay, verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Verse 22, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Verse 24, no man can serve two masters, for neither he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You can serve God and mammon.
会众一起读中文第19节, 不要为自己积攒财宝在地上, 地上有虫子咬，能嗅坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要自攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能嗅坏，也没有虫来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。 你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Okay, let's turn to the Old Testament, Proverbs 11, verse 4.
让我们翻开箴言，旧约箴言11章第4节。
Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivered from death.
第四节,第十一章第四节,箴言,发怒的日子,资财无益,唯有公义能救人脱离死亡.
Amen. Chapter 15, verse 6.
箴言,第十五章第六节.
In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble.
一人家中多有财宝,恶人得利,反受扰害。
Another verse in chapter 23, verse 4 and 5.
箴言23章第4到第5节.
Labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle towards heaven.
不要劳碌求富，休仗自己的聪明。你岂要定睛在的钱财上吗？ 因钱财必长翅膀，如鹰向飞去。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, this morning we come before you.
主耶稣，早晨我们来到你的面前。
We ask your precious blood to once again cover us.
我们求你宝贵的爱再来呼召我们。
Lord, we pray that you open our inner eyes.
我们求你开我们里面的眼睛。
That we will see which is really the treasure.
让我们知道什么是真正的财宝。
Lord, we can only say, Lord, we are blind.
我们只有说我们是瞎眼的。
Oh, we really don't know who you are.
我们真的不知道你是谁。
Lord, may you open our eyes this morning.
主耶稣，求你早间开我们的眼睛。
That we will see you are the person of matchless worth.
好叫我们知道你是无与伦比的价值。
You are our all and in all.
你是我们所有的一切。
Lord, without you, we are nothing.
如果没有你, 我们什么都不是。
Lord, we just commit this meeting to your hand.
我们把我们的聚会放在你, 仰望在你的手中。
Speak again to our hearts.
对我们的心讲话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Last week, I shared with you one of these so-called spiritual sickness Christians.
上一周我们曾经交通过所说的属灵上的疾病。
One is so-called hypocrisy.
之一就是假冒伪善。
Hypocrisy is a very thing that we need to deal with.
我们真的要对付假冒伪善这一件事情。
If we don't deal with the matter of hypocrisy in our hearts, then we will have a problem.
如果我们不对付我们心中的假冒伪善，我们就会出现问题。
We will have a problem with our relationship with God.
我们就会对与神之间的关系发生问题。
We will have a problem with a relationship with men.
我们会与人之间的关系发生问题。
And we even will have a problem with ourselves.
甚至对我们自己也会产生问题。
Because we don't know who we really are when we live in hypocrisy.
如果我们过着假冒伪善的生活，我们就不知道自己是谁。
And we already covered three areas concerning hypocrisy.
我们讨论过三个关于假冒伪善的事情。
Firstly, the area concerning our good deeds.
第一个方面，我们讲我们好行为。
You know, the Lord Jesus tells us.
主耶稣告诉我们。
Let your so shine before men that they may see good works.
让你的光照在人前，好叫人们看见你的好行为。
And glorify your Father which is in heaven.
好将荣耀归给你的父。
Therefore, there is only one purpose in doing good works.
所以做好的行为只有一个目的。
And only one purpose is to glorify God.
这个目的就是让神得到荣耀。
If and when we have that different purpose in doing good works,
如果除了做好事情除了以外还有其他的目的的话，
then we fall into the category called hypocrisy.
我们就会变成假冒伪善之
类。Brothers and sisters, we are not here to impress people how good we are.
我们弟兄姊妹，我们在这里面不是要去给人留下好印象。
We are not here to let people see how generous we are.
也不是让人们知道我们有多么的慷慨大方。
Rather, we want to let people see how God is so good to us.
我们也不是让人知道神对我们是怎么样的。
He is our all and in all.
我们的神是我们一切的一切。
Secondly, concerning the area of our devotion, which is prayer.
第二个，我们讲到了我们的灵修生活。
Our prayer is only to have fellowship with God.
关于我们的祷告，是我们与神的交通。
We are not to impress people. We are not here to impress ourselves. We are not here to impress God.
我们不是要给人、给自己或者给神留下好印象。
We are here to invite God into our life.
我们通过祷告来邀请神进到我们的生命当中。
That He will be part of our life.
他就成为我们生命中
的一部分。And that we can have continuous fellowship with Him.
这样我们就与神有持续的交通。
This is the purpose of prayer.
这是我们唯一祷告的目的。
The third area concerns an area of what we call spiritual discipline.
第三个，我们讨论到了属灵的操练。
We have concerning fasting.
我们讲过了关于禁食的
事情。What is really fasting?
禁食到底是怎么回
事呢？Fasting really is to cooperate with God, co-work with God.
禁食其实是与神同工。
While we fast and pray,
当我们禁食祷告的时候
，then we started to discover what is the will of the Lord is.
这样我们就可以知道神对我们的旨意是什么。
Then through prayer, we send it back to God.
通过祷告，我们再与神有回应。
Then God through our fulfill His purpose.
通过我们的祷告，神会满足，他在我们是旨意。
So in the area concerning good works, we are here to glorify God.
所以我们的好行为是要复得荣耀。
In the area of devotion, we are here to fellowship with God.
通过灵修的生活，好叫我们与神有交通。
In the area concerning spiritual discipline, we are here to co-work with God.
通过属灵的操练，好叫我们与神同工。
Now this morning, we want to share with you concerning the allurement of riches.
今天我们要讲到关于财富、财宝的事情。
Well, as Christians, we will say I'm off the hook.
作为基督徒，我们通常与人不同。
Oh, I'm not being, you know, being attracted by riches.
我真的不被财富所吸引。
Yes, indeed. While I was preparing for this message, I said, yeah, this is a very good gospel news.
当我在准备这个信息的时候，我认为这是一个非常好的传福音的
信息。To those people who haven't received the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, we will tell them that the real riches in this world is not real riches.
所以对那些还没有信主的人，我们要告诉你们，通过这个信息，你们知道这个世界为的财富不是真正的财富。
But while I was trying to meditate on this,
当我默想这些事情的时候
it seems the Lord, this is not only towards the unbelievers, this is also towards us.
这个主就好像在对我说，这一个信息不光是对福音朋友，而且是对基督徒本身都是一个题目。
Because if we look through the church history,
如果我们通过看教会历史来说
，the temptation of riches is always a pitfall for every Christian.
对金钱的对于金钱的迷惑，实际上是基督徒每个人的 缺陷,
not only among rich people,
不仅是对富人来说,
but even us.
甚至对于我们,
no, I remember when I was a young boy,
我记得我小的时候,
in high school, about 12 or 13 years old,
大概12, 13岁, 在, 高中的时候,
you know, during that time when we, in school, we don't need to worry anything.
在那时候, 在学校里, 我们不用,
because everything is supplied by my parents.
因为每件事, 哦, 我们不用担心任何事情, 因为我们的父母亲都为我们监视情,
our food, our clothing, our lodging, all together.
我们的吃的, 穿的, 我们所住的,
yeah. Take care of all our needs.
我的父母帮助我们,
even in college.
甚至在大学里面,
you know, it's different, totally different from the United States.
跟在美国是完全不同的情形。
But yet, in that kind of a situation, students are making business.
但在那个情况下, 学生们还要做生意。
They try to sell pigeons.
他们甚至卖鸽子。
They sell those racing pigeons.
他们养鸽子。
They sell also rare coins.
他们, 那个收集硬币。
You know, I'm very excited with this kind of things.
我对这些事情也很有兴趣。
You know, my allowance is a week about 2 pesos. Peso, not dollar.
我每个礼拜的, 生活的, 零用钱只有两个, peso.
So I try to save this to buy some racing pigeons.
所以我们就, 就可以, 攒这些钱可以买一些鸽子。
You know, that pigeon is about 30 peso.
那个, 一个鸽子是 30个 peso.
So you just, calculate how many months should I try to keep.
那你这样就可以算我要, 花多少个, 才能攒这些钱。
So those other students who are doing this business, they are very rich.
那些做这个生意的学生们, 他们都很富有。
Well, my point is this.
我的题目是,
the allurement of riches is not only towards people who are grown up.
这些对钱财的吸引, 不只是对这些人。
Even towards young people.
甚至对, 对年轻人。
Wealth itself is not a problem.
财富本身不是一个问题。
It is our what? Our attitude toward riches that is a problem.
是我们对财富的态度是一个问题。
The Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说,
the love of money is the root of all evil.
对钱财的爱慕是, 对, 是通向邪恶的开始。
It is not money is the root of all evil.
钱财是万恶之源。
It is the love of money that is the root of all evil.
是, 对钱财的这种迷惑和爱是, 万恶之源。
Therefore, we should be careful about that attitude towards money.
所以我们要对, 对于我们自己对钱财的态度小心。
What is really wealth?
到底什么是财富?
A lot of times when we talk about wealth, talk about this, we always incorporate it to as money.
通常情况下我们讲到财富和富有的时候, 我们都谈到金钱。
But wealth comes in different forms.
但是实际上财富有不同的,
yes, it comes in money.
它有, 金钱是一方面,
it comes in properties such as houses.
财富, 财产, 比如房子, 房产就是一方面,
it also comes in forms of knowledge.
也有可能是知识,
it also comes with power.
权力,
but all of these are riches.
所有这些都是财富,
all of these are being accumulated by us while we are here on earth.
在, 我们在地, 世上过日的时候, 知识以少增多,
but there are at least 5 facts we need to know about riches.
但是对于这个财富有五点我们必须要清楚。
There might be more, but at least there are 5 major things.
肯定还有比五点更多, 但是这五点是最基本的。
Fact number one.
第一点,
wealth can never satisfy us.
财富不能令我们得到满足。
No matter how much you have,
不管你有多少钱,
there is always an emptiness within.
你的内心中都有虚空的地方。
So if your heart is geared toward the obsession of riches,
如果心里就被这些财富所迷惑,
if you feel like riches can satisfy you,
如果你觉得, 这些财富能令你得到满足,
then you will be disappointed.
你就会失望。
One day there is a poor man who is talking to a rich man.
有一天, 一个穷人对一个富有的人说,
he told this rich man, you know, I have more than you do.
他对财主说, 我比你有的还要多。
Then this rich man was really surprised. How could you say that?
这个财主就说, 你怎么这样说呢?
I have houses, you don't.
我有房子, 你没有。
I have cars, you don't.
我有车子, 你没有。
And many more other things.
还有许多我有, 你没有的。
Then this poor man said,
但是这个穷人说,
what I want, I have.
我所要的, 我都有。
But what you want, you don't.
你所要的, 你都没有。
If you really think about it,
如果你仔细想一想,
is that really true?
是真的吗?
You know, after getting this rich man, after getting $1 million,
即使这个, 财主有了, 100万,
then he felt like, it's good, but I still need one more.
他会想这样很好,
and it goes on and on and on.
会这样一直下去,
I tell you, riches will never satisfy us.
告诉你,
some of you here are being students, still students. And you go through world history. No, world history. We know Alexander the Great, one of the most powerful soldiers in the world.
亚历山大大帝,
at a very young age, he had been the king of Macedonia.
他在很年轻的时候就成为马其顿国王,
isn't that good enough?
这样不是很好吗?
But he had that desire, that hunger to expand his kingdom.
And
indeed, he is a good military strategist.
的确他是一个很好的将军。
Through his wisdom and knowledge, he is able to expand his kingdom through even to the Middle East.
通过他的智慧, 他真的可以继续扩张他的领土到中东。
His kingdom went up to India.
他的领土甚至扩张到过了,
just think about it.
你仔细想,
wouldn't you be satisfied?
你心里会得到满足吗?
Yet when Alexander the Great is about to die,
当亚历山大大帝要死的时候,
he informed his generals to put two holes at the side of his coffin. And put his two hands out.
让他的两只手伸出来。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢?
After all my struggles and all what I got,
通过他所有这样的征战, 他所得到的,
I took nothing to my grave.
我不能拿到任何东西,
brothers and sisters, wealth can never satisfy the hunger inside men.
弟兄姊妹们,
fact number two. 第二点, riches, wealth can only add on to our worry.
所有的这些财富只能增添我们的忧虑。
Do you agree that?
你同意吗?
You know, when we just came to the United States,
当我刚到美国的时候,
then we started to rent a house.
我们就, 租房子,
the only thing I worry is to pay the rent of the house every month.
我那时候唯一的担心就是要, 租金, 付租金,
plus electric bill. That's all.
还有我们的电费。
No, I don't, if something goes wrong with the house, I just make a phone call to the manager and they will come and fix it.
如果租的房子有什么问题的话, 我只要给, 办公室打个电话, 他们就会派人来修理。
I don't even need to mow my lawn.
我甚至不用来割草,
and only a piece of lawn about a square feet.
只有一平米。
So it's so simple. Life is very simple.
生活很简单。
But after a while, we decided to buy a house.
当我们决定要买一个房子的时候,
then the worry, the burden start to increase.
所有的焦虑和, 重担都开始增加。
Well, if it's a mortgage, you need to worry about 30-year mortgage or 15-year mortgage.
不管是30年, 你要付清, 房价还是15年, 你要付清房价。
Well, if you forget to pay 1 month, then it might be taken away.
如果你少付了一个月, 你的房子可能就会被拿走。
You need to worry about paying the electric bill.
你要付电费。
You need to to have worry about who is going to mow the lawn.
想谁会给你割草。
And so forth, a lot of things you need to worry about.
这样有许多的事情你需要想。
Something goes wrong with your house, you cannot just call your manager. You are the manager, you got to fix it yourself, and you got to pay for it.
如果你的房子出现有任何问题, 你不能再给办公室打电话, 因为你自己就是你房子的经理, 所以你必须去解决这些问题。
Indeed, as a fact, no matter what you said, the more riches you have, the more worry you have.
事实上就是, 你越富有, 你越担心。
We felt that if we have a little more riches, then my worry will go away. No, it increased.
我们经常会想, 我稍微富有一点, 我可能就会少焦虑一些, 但是事实是相反的。
Fact number three.
第二个事实,
riches, if you are obsessed with riches,
如果你成天, 想着, 财富的事情,
then you will be a slave to riches rather than a master to the riches you have.
你就会变成财富的奴隶。 金钱就成了你的主人。
Why do I say that? Why you become the slave to the riches?
我是什么意思呢? 我们会变成金钱的奴隶。
Because if you riches,
如果你爱金钱,
riches will be the one to what? To tell you what you to increase more of your riches.
这样富就会告诉你, 你需要做什么, 你的财富才能得到积累。
You see a lot of rich people.
你看这周围有很多富有的人。
Their life is all in a mess up.
他们的生活都是一团糟。
Because they are not directing what they need to do with the riches is the riches directing them what to do.
因为他们不能告诉财富去做什么, 而是财富告诉他们去做什么。
Sometimes they fell into a kind of depression.
甚至有些时候他们落入沮丧之中。
Because they just have no way to found to increase their riches.
因为他们没有办法再继续积累他们的资产。
Sometimes they fell into sin.
他们有的时候落入, 罪恶当中。
Because this is how they need to do it in order to increase.
因为, 要增加他们的财富, 他们必须落入罪当中。
Sometimes they cannot be honest to themselves, they are dishonest to people because to increase their riches.
有的时候他们必须做不诚实的事情, 因为只有经过这个途径, 他们才能积累他们的财富。
Sometimes they really don't like these people.
有的时候他们真的不喜欢一个人。
Yet they still hands with them and say, oh, I love you, you know.
但是他们还是要跟他握手, 告诉他我很爱。
Because if don't, then how could you increase your...
因为你要是不做这些违心的事情, 你怎么样积累你的财产呢?
On the other hand,
在另一方面,
there's a lot of things we have, which is a priority in our life that we neglect because of our obsession of riches.
在另一方面, 在我们生命中有更重要的事情, 因为金钱的诱惑而被我们忽视。
There's the one most important thing that we need to love God.
最重要的事情, 我们要爱神。
This is our priority, right?
这是我们最重要的事情。
God loves us and gave himself to us.
神是爱世人, 把他自己给了我们。
Without any reservation, he gave himself.
他义无保留地把一切都给了我们。
Isn't it just fair that we need to love him back?
难道不公平吗? 我们必须要真的回应他的爱。
But because our heart is towards this riches,
但是我们的心切对着金钱,
we neglect that one most important thing to love God.
我们疏忽了这唯一至关重要的就是爱我们的神。
Today, riches is given to us for us to use, not for us to fall in love.
今天给我们是叫我们去使用, 而不是这样唯一的目的。
Another priority we need to take care of is to take care of our family.
还有一个重要的是我们要照顾我们的家庭,
our children,
我们的孩子。
But because people are so engrossed with these riches,
但是人们这样的陷入, 财产的迷惑当中,
they neglect one of the most important things in their life, which is their family, which is their children.
人们就甚至忽视他们的家庭和孩子。
They feel like money can take care of that.
他们认为, 金钱可以, 照顾任何所有的事情。
They have money in order to give them the best education, put them in the best colleges.
钱可以使他的孩子进入最好的学校, 得到最好的教育。
Yes, indeed, outwardly it is, it seems like.
是的, 从外面来看, 是这样,
but let me tell you this.
但是让我告诉你,
what the children need is you.
孩子所需要的是你。
What the children need is our advice being always with them.
孩子所需要的是我们对他们一切的忠告。
Remember last time I tell you a story concerning a little girl?
记住我上一次曾经给你们讲过一个小女孩的事情。
No, the father was so busy, he's always out of state doing business.
他的父亲很忙, 总是在其他州做生意。
Then after months, he came back.
三个月之后, 他回,
and he tell his children and his wife, we'll head it tomorrow.
他说明天我们会, 一起度过一些很好的时间。
Let's go to the mall.
让我们到, 商店去。
Then the next day, the father started to give money to the children.
第二天, 父亲就给孩子们钱。
And this little girl started to cry.
小女孩就开始哭。
Then the father was so perplexed. Why are you crying? I give you money for you to buy what you want.
父亲就觉得很困惑, 你有什么可哭的? 我给你钱让你买东西, 你还哭什么呢?
Then the little girl said, Daddy, I don't need money. I need you.
小女孩就对父亲说, 爸爸, 我真的不需要钱, 我需要你。
Brothers and sisters, as parents, we need to know what is our priority.
弟兄姊妹, 我们真的应该知道我们的最重要的事情是什么。
I'm not saying you don't need to work and just stay with your children. No, I don't mean that.
我可没有说我们不需要工作。
You need to know what is our priority.
但是我们必须知道什么是最主要的。
One time I heard of a story concerning a young girl who graduated from high school.
有一次我听到一个故事说, 一个年轻的女孩从, 高中毕业。
And going to college to another state.
他去到另一个州读大学。
Then one of these so-called sisters asked her, well, congratulations, well, you already graduated from high school.
这样有一个姊妹就对她说, 祝贺你, 你从高中毕业了。
But I had a question to ask you, will your parents really miss you?
我有一个问题要问你, 你的父母亲会思念你吗?
Then the lady said, you know, my parents won't miss me.
这个小女孩就说, 我的父母亲不会思念我。
Whether I'm there or not doesn't really matter.
我在不在, 他们都无所谓。
When I heard that, my heart just sank.
我听到了以后, 我的心里真的很难受。
The children are the inheritance of the Lord.
孩子是耶和华的产业。
We are the caretakers. We are the, you know, the stewards.
我们有这个责任来, 照顾孩子。
Shouldn't we love them? Shouldn't we take care of them? Yes, indeed, they need to learn to be independent, I know.
是的, 确实他们应该学会, 更加独立。
But the fact is,
但事实是,
they should miss you. They should miss your presence.
他们会想念你的,
because the parents are the guiding light.
因为父母亲应该是孩子们的指示的灯。
You know, spiritually speaking, they are not that yet matured.
从属灵的意义上,
they need you to guide them.
他们需要你来指引他们的路。
Well, regardless of what I said,
不管我说什么,
the money, really, if we are obsessed with it,
如果我们总是焦虑, 为财富而焦虑,
we become a slave rather than a master.
我们就变成了奴隶, 而不是主人。
Number four,
第四个事实,
wealth flies away.
金钱会飞走。
No, we read already Proverbs.
我们读了箴言。
Yo, we all can agree, money flies away.
我们都同意, 金钱会飞跑。
Today it might be yours.
今天可能是你的。
Tomorrow it will be gone.
明天就走了。
You know, my wife is working as a therapist.
我的妻子, 她是一个理疗家。
And she had a lot of friends in my boys' school.
他在我儿子的学校里有许多朋友。
And what happens is I had a lot of clinics, government funded clinics.
有一个父母, 他就有一个, 政府所, 给资金的一个, 诊所。
No, a lot of clinics.
有许多这样的诊所。
So they are really rich.
他们真的很富有。
They have a lot of houses, you know, boats, and so on and so forth.
他们有许多的, 房子, 还有很多的船。
Remember one time we had this economic failure?
记住有一次我们有这个, 金融危机。
Just one day, everything is gone.
只是一天的时间, 他们所拥有的都没有了。
From the richest person, become a pauper.
从最富有的人变成贫穷的人。
They are so poor, they even had problems with their food and lodging.
他们穷到一个地步, 都要担心他们没有吃的,没有住的地方。
Well, you will say, I'm not that kind of person, you know.
你可能会说, 我可不是那样的人。
But beware.
但是要小心,
don't put your heart in riches.
不要把你的心放在财富上,
it is not yours.
不是你的。
Oh, remember we always in our company we had 401k.
在我们的公司里, 401k, 这个计划,
you know, every month we put in some of this thing, some of this money into that so-called account.
每个月我们都会在我们的账户里面放一些钱, 因为这个401k
计划。 After that so-called economic failure,
自从这个金融危机之后,
in one night alone, I lost $2,000.
一晚上我就丢了2000块钱。
Oh, it's not really a big deal.
这真的不是一个大事情。
You know, it's only a small amount.
是一个就没有很多钱。
But towards, just look about those rich people who have their focus their attention on these riches.
但是就看看这些人, 他们的注意力焦点只在金钱上。
Today, brothers and sisters, we should not focus on the gift.
今天, 弟兄姊妹, 我们不能, 把自己的注意力完全地放在, 资财上,
put our focus on the giver.
而是把我们的注意力放在给予的这个上面。
Because we are here, not because if we are here because of the giver.
我们在这是因为我们所拥有的, 而是因为谁给我们。
So don't put your trust in these riches.
所以不要把你的注意力都放在这一切财富上。
Fact number five.
第五个事实,
wealth can never bring you eternity.
这财富不能把你带到永世里。
Yeah, a lot of people feel like if I'm rich then I will be okay in the future. No, it will not be okay.
你会想, 有许多人会想, 如果我很有钱的话, 我将来就有把握了, 但是事实不是这样的。
Just read Luke chapter 16 concerning the rich man and Lazarus.
你就读一读路加福音, 关于拉萨路和那个财主的故事。
Yes, the rich man enjoyed his life when he is still living.
是的, 在世上, 这个财主, 享受了许多。
While Lazarus is, you know, is in despair because he was so poor.
是的, 拉萨路在世上, 他很穷, 他也, 很缺乏。
But after he passed away,
但是他, 去走, 死的时候,
Lazarus was brought to the bosom of Abraham.
拉萨路被带到, 亚伯拉罕的胸怀里。
And the rich man was suffering in hell.
这个财主却在,
So if you feel like riches will bring you eternity, then you are dead wrong and you will be disappointed.
如果你认为财富可以让你带到勇士的话，那你真的大错而特错了，你就会很失望。
And in conclusion,
结论是
if riches will never bring you satisfaction,
财富永远不能给你带来满足。
Riches will only give you burden.
财富只能给你带来重担。
Riches only flies away.
财富只能飞跑。
It will become your master rather than the servant.
它会变成你的主人，而不
是被你所使用。It will never give you eternity.
也不会带给你带来永世。
By this, we can only conclude riches is not worth pursuing after.
所以我要下的结论就是，财富不值得你去追求。
You know, one time there's a person named Charlie Dobson.
有一个人叫 Charlie Dobson.
He's living in Ontario, Canada.
他住在加拿大的 Ontario.
There is no regular garbage.
那时候没有定期的收垃圾的人。
Every person should be responsible in throwing away their trash.
每个人都要自己把自己的垃圾。
So he thought, let me play a game.
他就说让我做这个游戏。
So every day, all the trash.
所以每天所有的这些垃圾
like the, what we call the eggshells, the banana peels, and the ground coffee, he will put it in a plastic bag and put it in a box.
所以他把这所有的垃圾包括这些剩的 咖啡还有香蕉皮都放在捆在一起放在一个塑料袋里。
Then he will, you know, wrap this box in a very beautiful wrapping.
所以他再把这个垃圾袋放在一个很好看的包装里面。
Then he put a ribbon on top of it.
Ribbon. 再放一个彩带结上。
Then he will put this bag in front of his house.
他就把这个包装好的这个袋子放在他的。
Then he will hide behind the curtain to see what will happen.
他会躲在这个帘子后面看
到底发生什么。Sooner or later, a car will pass by.
不久就有一个人过来。
Then he will take that beautiful box and put it in his truck or car.
他会把这个盒子放在他自己的车里。
Hoping to see, wow, this is such a wonderful gift.
他会想这是一个特别好的礼物。
Brothers and sisters, when he opened it, it's just trash.
弟兄姊妹，他打开一看就是垃圾。
Today, in the eyes of God, all things that we have are just trash because it will go away.
弟兄姊妹，今天在神的眼中，这一切都是垃圾，因为这一切都必将过去。
Maybe you'll say, Brother Lawrence, you are really negative, right?
你也许会说，弟兄，你真的非常消极。
But let me tell you, this is a fact.
但是我要告诉你，这真的是事实。
Anything that will pass.
所有一切都会过去。
Anything that will be burned,
一切都会被销毁。
Our trust in the eyes of God, so let's not put riches as our obsession.
所以在神眼中被看为垃圾的，我们不要去珍视。
Now the question is,
这个问题就是
what should our attitude be if we have riches?
如果我们真的有，我们的态度应该是什么呢？
Should we reject all the riches to us?
难道我们要拒绝所有的财富？
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17.
让我们翻到提摩太前书第六章十七节。
Okay, let me read to you.
让我给你读。
Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in the uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy.
提摩太前书第六章十七节，你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
So there is nothing wrong having riches.
所以你有财富一点都没有错。
But it is our attitude towards riches that is a problem.
但真的是我们的态度是一个问题。
So the Bible tells us that we should not be high-minded.
所以圣经上告诉我们不要倚靠。不要自高
because all that we have,
因为我们所有的
is been given by God to us,
都是神所赐给我们的
it is a means to an end,
它只是一个手段而不是一个终极目标
you know, unless we feel like this is it, this is the real thing,
经常我们会想这个是很真的 so we, 这个就是我们所要的
so we put our heart in it,
所以我们就真的是寄希望于它
you know, when you go to a certain place, you rent a car,
对你到一个地方你也许会租车
what is the purpose of the car?
那这个车的目的是什么呢
To bring you to your destination, right?
是把你带到一个目的地。
You don't go to an auto supply try to decorate your car.
你可不会到一个地方去开始装修你的车。
Because that is not yours.
因为这个车不是你的。
When the date arrives, you still need to return the car.
当日期到的时候，你必须要把车还回去。
Today, brothers and sisters, we who are living on this earth today.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们住在这个地球上。
Everything that we have is just a lease.
我们所拥有的都只是一个租赁。
One day when the Lord calls you home,
有一天神呼召我们到天家。
You cannot bring nothing. You bring nothing.
你什么都不能带去。
You cannot again say you will bring nothing.
你真的什么都不能带去。
But what should we do with this riches?
但是这些财富应该
什么态度呢？ The Bible tells us we enjoy.
圣经上告诉我们说要可以享用它。
We thank God giving us this order to supply all our needs.
我们感谢神给我们所有所需的。
And the more we have these riches, the more we trust on the living God who gave us all things for us to enjoy.
这样我们就可以感谢神，来信任神，他是赐给我们一切的。
Secondly, we should not put our trust in the uncertain riches.
第二点，我们不能把我们的焦点放在这个无定的财富上。
And uncertain means.Today it might be yours, tomorrow it will go away.
什么叫无定？就是今天可能是你的，明天就不是。
Brothers and sisters, this is our attitude towards riches.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们对财富的态度。
Now we come to the real thing.
让我们讲到最重要的事情。
As Christians, as human beings, what is the real treasure that we have?
作为人，作为基督徒，我们最大的财宝是什么呢？
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 4 said,
哥林多后书第四章 第七节
For we have this treasure in earthen vessel.
我们有这宝贝在瓦器里
This treasure is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的宝贝就是基督
Let's turn again to chapter 1 verse 4.
让我们翻得前书第一章第四节
It says here, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away and reserved in the heaven for you.
可以得着那可以得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残为你们存留到天上的基业
Riches is real when it faded not away
如果财富它可以飞走的话它就不是真正的财富
No, real riches
真正的财富
is riches that does not fade away
真正的财富不会朽坏
Real riches is undefiled
真正的财富不会被玷污
And real riches is in the heavens
真正的财富是在天上。
Today, brother and sister, our rich, real riches is our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们的财宝就是我们的主耶稣。
We do need to put our obsession, our love in this person that will bring us to heaven.
我们应该为我们的主耶稣所着迷，我们应该爱他，因为他能带我们到天家。
And a lot of times we don't have kind of a, you know, love appreciation in our Lord Jesus Christ.
有经常时候，我们真的主耶稣是谁，我们也不知道怎么样享用。
In our mouth we say, Lord, I love you. You are everything to me.
我们心里是在想，主啊，我爱你，你是我的一切。
But when the real situation comes,
但是情况发生的时候
，we say, Lord, you wait here because this is more important.
我们就会说，主啊，你等一下，这个更重要。
Brothers and sisters, we should know our God is the most precious thing of all, and there is no comparison.
你们心里应该知道，我们的主耶稣是无可比拟的，他是最重要的。
You know what is the difference?
那这个区别是什么呢
？It's because somebody knew about these riches, somebody doesn't know about these riches.
这个区别就是有些人知道什么是财富，有些人不知道。
You know, I have a habit of trying to watch antique roadshow in the TV channel 8.
我经常看八频道的一个
antique roadshow.
Antique Road 的一个show.
You know, this is a lot of people always bring this so-called these old things that they bought from flea market to this roadshow for expert to examine.
人们通常就是把跳蚤买来的这些东西来展示一下。
You know, one time I saw they brought in a sculpture this big.
有一次就有一个人带来一个有那么高。
It's a clown playing a guitar.
是一个小丑在弹吉他。
Really, for me, it's really nothing special.
对我来说没有什么特别的。
And this the experts asked him, where do you buy this?
这个专家就告诉你，你这从哪儿买的？
He said, in 1962, I bought it in France for $50 in the flea market.
他说，在1962年，我在法国的跳蚤市场，
$50,
50块钱买下。
And he said, do you know what this is?
他说，你知道这是什么呢？
This is a real sculpture by this certain person.
他说，这个是真正的雕塑。
It is the value is $100,000.
它的价值是$100,000。
Wow, this person just cannot dumbfounded. He just cannot talk.
这个人就栽倒在地，哑口无言。
Then what is the difference?
这个区别是什么呢
？Is it because the sculpture changed its forms?
是因为这个雕塑本身形状改变了吗
？How come the person who sell it to her only $50 and this person said it's $100,000?
为什么卖给他的那个人只问他$10，而这个专家却借他是$100,000呢
？The difference is because of the knowledge.
这个区别就是这个知识。
The person knew what this is.
这个专家他知道这到底是什么。
The person in the flea market doesn't know anything.
在跳蚤市场的人他什么都不知道。
Today, brothers and sisters, why did Paul say, I count everything as dung in order to gain Christ?
为什么弟兄姊妹，保罗说，我以万事作为粪土，为以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
Everybody is familiar with this. Let's read Philippians chapter 3.
让我们读腓立比书，第三章第
第七节。
第七节。
But what things were gained to me, those I accounted lost for Christ.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
Yet doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, who for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and count them as dung that I may win Christ.
不但如此，我也将是当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
You know, when saying this, he's not a poor man.
保罗不是说他是个穷人。
He is a person with a social standing.
他真的有社会上的地位。
If you read the verses that is above these verses, then you will know what kind of person he is.
如果你读这前面的经节，你就会知道他是一个什么样的人。
Paul said, "I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews."
保罗说我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
In other words, I'm a purebred Jew.
他的意思说我是真正的希伯来人。
You know, at that time, a lot of Jewish people said they are Jew, but they are mixed.
你知道那时候有许多犹太人说他们是犹太人，事实上他们不是纯种犹太人。
Because they had intermarriage with the Gentiles.
他们因为他们与外邦人结婚。
But Paul said, Paul is proud of it. I'm a Hebrew from the tribe of Benjamin, a stock of Israel.
但是保罗在这里说，我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，是以色列族便雅悯支派的人。
Secondly, I'm circumcised on the eighth day.
第二点，我是第八天受割礼。
In other words, when I start keeping the law already.
换句话说，就从第八天的时候，我就开始律法。
Then according to the law,
根据
according to the law, 律法。
根据律法来说。
Not only I keep the law, but also as a teacher of the law.
根据法利赛人的律法，我不仅是遵守律法，而且我也是。律法的讲师。
Then he concluded, according to the law, blameless.
据他说，根据律法来说，我是无可指摘。
In other words, I keep every single law that is written in the law of Moses.
就是根据摩西的律法，我都守住了。
Then I tell you, all the Jewish person is just looking at Paul as like a model.
那所有的这些犹太人看着保罗就看他是一个榜样，一个模范。
This is really a very high social standing.
他真的有很高的地位。
But on that day, when he met Christ,
但是当他遇到基督的时候
，He said, "I count all things by dung."
他说我看万事为粪土。
As I treasured before, like my social standing, my birth, so on and so forth, I count it by loss.For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord.
靠肉体上可以可夸的，包括这些可以可夸的事情，其实都是无有。
Brothers and sisters, because he knows this person, Lord Jesus Christ, is what is a matchless worth.
因为他知道耶稣基督是无可比拟的。
He is the treasure of all treasure.
是宝贝中的宝贝。
With him, he had everything.
有他就有一切。
Today, brothers and sisters, shouldn't we put invest our time on this person.
弟兄姊妹们，难道我们今天不要投资我们的时间在这个宝贝上？
A lot of times we are so busy.
有许多时候我们都说我们是这样的忙。
But if we really see who Christ is,
如果我们真的知道耶稣基督，
then we know what to do.
那我们就知道我们应该做什么。
Oh, brothers and sisters, let us invest on him.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在基督上投资。
And another thing, we need to invest on people.
换句话说，我们要在人们的身上投资。
You know, I'm so happy when I heard Brother Sungjin telling me that all of you are very much, you know, into the preaching of the gospel on college students.
我真的非常感谢，常见告诉我说，弟兄姊妹们都热心来向学生们传福音。
Brothers and sisters, this is an investment.
弟兄姊妹，这就是
investment.
投资。
Because all things will never get to eternity.
因为这一切的都不能进入永世。
But those people who have faith in Christ will go.
但是这些人他会去永世。
Today, when we spend our time, our effort in you know, taking care of these students, and when they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is an investment.
今天弟兄姊妹们花时间照顾学生，向他们传福音，这一切都可以带到永世。
One day when we get there.
有一天我们到了我们的天家。
People will surround you. Hey, brother. Hey, sister. You know that time you bring me to your house and I eat a lot and I got saved.
弟兄姊妹会说，哎，弟兄，那次我到你们家，我吃了好多东西，然后我还得救了。
It is an investment.
这就是投资。
You know, one time there's a lady who is about to get married.
有一天有一个女孩要结婚。
All the wedding plans have been prepared.
所有的结婚所需要的都已经准备。
And she is driving her car in the highway.
她在高速上驾车。
And she met a very fatal accident. She died on the spot.
她有一个很致命的车祸，然后就死了。
Then the policeman came over to investigate what happened.
当警察来调查车祸的起因。
Firstly, to know who this person is, so in order to inform the next of kin.
这样的话，就要知道这个人是谁，可以报知。
And the policeman saw the ID, and he knows already who this person is.
他看了他的驾照，就知道这个女孩是谁。
And in her purse, the policeman saw a bank report.
他看到有一个宴会的
bank statement.
宴会的报告账单。
Then he saw in this bank statement, 银行。
银行的账单。
And he saw in this bank statement, a lot, all his salaries was, you know, written to checks to a lot of churches.
看到他的这些银行账单里有许多都是写支票给教会。
And this policeman, what kind of person is this? A lot of his salary gives not only on sometimes but regularly.
他发现就是这是一个什么样的人，他总是给钱给教会，不是偶尔，而是经常性的。
Then the fiancé came over.
未婚夫来了。
Then the policeman said, who is this?
他就说这是谁。
And this is my fiancé.
他说这是我的未婚妻。
What is he doing with his money?
他是怎么样支配他的钱财。
You know what did the man said? Because she is a lover of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他的未婚夫就说我的未婚妻是耶稣基督的爱慕者。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Let us not invest on things that is on earth.
我们不要投资在这世上的
东西。Let us invest on things that go to heaven.
让我们投资在可以进入天家的东
西。Because all these things on earth one day will pass away.
因为这世界极其一切都会过去。
Only Christ will never pass away.
只有基督永远长存。
Only us who have faith in Christ will not pass away.
只有我们信基督的人不会失去。
May the Lord really give us the real wisdom.
愿基督今天给我们智慧。
Real treasure.
因为他是我们的宝贝。
Number two, what is real?
第二，什么叫真实的
wisdom? The Bible tells us that the light of the body is the eye.
圣经上告诉我们说，眼睛是身上的灯。
It says if their eyes be single, then the body will be full of light.
你的眼睛若明嘹亮，全身就光明。
In other words, the Lord used this as an example.
这个主在使用一个例子。
You know, just take yourself as an example. If you are blind.
想象一下你现在失明。
No matter how strong you are,
不管你多么强壮，
you just cannot move.
你不能移动。
Today, the Lord Jesus tells us what he's talking about is our inner eye.
在这里面，主耶稣所讲的是我们里面的眼睛。
In other words, what is really your focus?
就是说你的注意力到底是在哪儿。
Today, the world is in such a mess.
这个世界实际上是一团糟。
Because their focus is on what? Making people more rich?
他的焦点是让人们更加富有。
They want to be what? Be involved in entertainment?
让人们进入很多的娱乐当中。
And that's why they risk what? A mess up.
所以结果是很混乱的一个世界。
They try to fix this problem.
他们现在又想改正这一切的错误。
Or maybe the Republican should be the president.
也许
Republican.
共和党
or maybe the Democrat, or maybe the independent.
也许民主党，也许独立党。
Let me tell you, no matter what kind of person you put in there,
不管是谁，你放在执政的权上。
As long as their focus is not on Jesus, it will still stay the same.
只要他们的焦点不在主耶稣基督的身上，这一切都不会改变。
Lord Jesus, let us focus our mind on Christ.
主耶稣基督，让我们的全人全心都焦点在你的身
上。Because only in Him.Then we will have a normal Christian life.
只有在他的里面，我们才可以过一个正常的基督徒
生活。The same also with the churches today.
这世上的教会也是一样的。
Sometimes we encounter some problems.
有的时候我们会有一些问题。
You know, Paul said, "I know nothing among you except Christ and Him crucified."
保罗说，我不知道什么，只知道基督并他十字架。
Do you really think Paul doesn't know what is happening to the church in Corinth? All those division, all sin of adultery in that church, doesn't Paul really know? Paul knew about it.
所有的纷争和, 奸淫,
but Paul said, I know nothing among you except Christ and Him crucified.
但是保罗说我在你们之间不知道其他的,
in other words, Paul was telling the Corinthian believers,
保罗在对哥林多的,
he said, you had division among you. Because your focus is on who is the Jew, who is the Greek.
因为你们在讨论谁是犹太人，谁是 希腊人。
Should we eat meat or shouldn't we eat meat?
我们要吃肉还是不吃肉?
Today you will have division if you can keep on focusing on these matters.
如果你真的要纷争，是因为你就是焦点在这些事情上。
But if you focus on Christ,
如果你焦点是在基督上,
Christ become all and in all.
基督成为你的世界,
then all this doesn't really matter.
这一切都不重要了。
Today you have a lot of sin among you.
现在你真的有很多的罪,
because all your love is for all this entertainment, those love of the world.
因为你对世界的爱和对他上面的爱,
but if you follow Christ,
如果你焦点是在基督上,
then our direction will be different. Oh Lord Jesus,
主耶稣基督,
we need really to focus our eye on Christ. When we focus our eye on Christ, then it's real wisdom. Thirdly, real worship.
第三点,
verse 24 said, no man can serve two masters, either they hate the one or love the other.
第六章第二十四节说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，爱那个，就是重这个，轻那个。
When our Lord Jesus was talking about this,
当主耶稣在讲到这个的时候,
He's talking about what is real worship.
他在讲什么叫真实的敬拜。
Real worship is not going to church every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday.
真实的敬拜不是每个周三、周五、周六、周日去教会。
I'm not saying that you shouldn't go to church. You need to go.
我可没有说你不要在这些日子里去教会，你真的应该去。
We need to go.
我们实际上真的要来教会。 但真实的敬拜是,
it's a clear realization.
是真实的意识到,
realize that Christ is our master and we are subject to Him.
我们真实地意识到是耶稣是我们的主人，我们是他的奴仆。
Not only in the meeting,
不是是在聚会当中,
but everything in our daily living,
而是在我们每日生活当中。
When you made a situation,
是你做的决定。
Your decision, is your focus your decision or is Christ your decision?
是你自己的焦点是你的中心，还是基督是你的中心？
A lot of times when the problem comes,
有许多时候事情发生的时候,
we decide what to do.
我们自己决定我们要做什么,
and we tell the Lord, Lord, you've got to, you know, do it.
我们告诉主耶稣说, 主啊, 你就照着我的说着去做。
This is not worship.
这个不是敬拜。
Real worship is Christ is our all, He is our master, and we are subject to Him.
真实的敬拜是耶稣成为我们的一切, 祂是我们的主人, 我们是祂的奴仆。
There is a pastor named Paul Cho of South Korea.
在南韩有一个, 牧师, 祂的名字叫保罗周。
You know, Paul Cho in the church that he is pastoring, he had 400,000 members.
他的有40万人。
People thought, how did he do it?
人们就问他, 他怎么样来牧养这个教会?
Let me tell you how he do it.
让我告诉你他是怎么样的。
One time, as he was about to pray and have his early morning devotion,
有一天当要他要开始他的晨更的时候,
he told his secretary, if anyone comes in and want to talk to me, tell him I'm busy, I have fellowship with the Lord.
他对他的 秘书说，如果有任何人来找我，就告诉他，我现在非常很忙，我在与我的主有交通。
Except if it is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
除非是主耶稣自己来找我。
Then after a while, the president of South Korea came.
过了一会儿，南韩的总统来了。
Said, can I speak to a pastor?
他对秘书说，我可不可以跟你的牧师讲话？
Then the secretary said, he cannot be disturbed.
秘书说他不能被打搅,
because he had fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他正在跟主耶稣基督有交通。
Then the South Korean president said, do you know who am I?
南韩的总统就说, 你知道我是谁吗?
Yes, I know who you are.
秘书就说, 我知道你是谁。
Still he cannot be disturbed.
但是他还是不能被打搅。
So the South Korean went away, and the next day the wife of the president came.
所以南韩的总统就走了，第二天南韩总统的夫人来了。
And he told this pastor, you need to fire your secretary.
他对这个牧师说，你应该解雇你的秘书。
My husband came to talk to him and he was rejected.
我的丈夫来了，他没有让他能够来见你。
And brother Paul said, yes, I direct my secretary to do so.
保罗弟兄说，是我告诉秘书这样做的。
But the wife said, but this is the president.
他的妻子就说，他可是总统啊。
But Paul still said, but I'm talking with the King of Kings.
保罗弟兄说，我在跟万王之王讲话。
Brothers and sisters, if one day you have having your early devotion.
弟兄姊妹们，如果有一天你成根的时候。
And President Obama came and want to talk to you.
如果奥巴马总统来要跟你讲话。
No, this is really a challenge.
是的，这个是一个挑战。
What will you do?
你会怎么样呢?
Maybe you will say, "Oh Lord, you know what? I need to do a more important thing. Let's just, you know, cut this short."
你可能会说，主啊，我有更重要的事情做，让我们简短这个时间吧。
Brothers, sisters, real worship.
弟兄姊妹们，真实的敬拜。
Putting God first.
是把主耶稣基督在第一位。
Let me tell you this: God doesn't want a part of you.
让我告诉你， 主耶稣基督不要你的一部分。
He doesn't want a part of you.
他不要你的一部分。
He wants whole of you.
他要你的全部。
He wants he should be preeminent in all everything you have.
他要成为你全部的焦点。
Since he gave himself to us.
因为他把他全部给了我们。
It is our duty to give ourselves to him.
所以我们的责任是把我们自己给他。
Oh, not only a part of us.
不是我们的一部分。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
You want a real treasure?
你真的要真正的宝贝吗?
Christ is a real treasure.
基督是我们唯一的宝贝。
You want a real wisdom?
你想要真实的, 智慧吗?
Let us focus on him.
让我们, 把主耶稣基督作为我们的焦点。
You want a real worship?
你要真实的敬拜吗?
He should have preeminent in everything we do.
他应该在我们一切的所行上都成为我们的焦点。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
让, 主, 恩待我们。
If we do have real worship and real treasure,
如果我们真的有, 这个真实的宝贝,
then we will just be surprised.
我们就,
we will be surprised.
我们就会很惊奇,
we will find out he is such a treasure to us.
他真的是我们的宝贝,
he is really everything to us.
他是我们的全部,
now we can only say, before I want a blessing, now I want the Lord.
那我们真的就能唱, 以前我是求好处, 现在我要主自己。
May the Lord continue to speak in our hearts.
愿主继续向我们心里讲话。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we just come to your word once again.
我们又来到你的话语的面前。
Lord, we just pray that you open our inner eyes.
我们祷告你打开我们里面的眼睛。
Lord, that you are our real treasure.
主耶稣，你是我们真实的宝贝。
You are the one of much less worth.
你是无可比拟的价值。
Oh, nothing can be compared by you.
没有任何事物可以与你相比。
Lord, you are all and in all.
主耶稣，你是我们的一切。
Once again, let your love continue to burn in our hearts.
我们继续要求你让你的圣火在我们心中燃烧。
Reveal to us who you are.
启示我们自己，你的自己。
That we can only say, I count all things but dung in order to gain you.
好叫我们知道我们真理。 看作万事为粪土，为得到耶稣基督。
Lord, we just could commit every of this single word into your hand.
主耶稣，我们把每句话仰望在你的恩手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。